USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The White House acknowledged that President Donald Trump's decision to hold up military aid to Ukraine was linked to his demand that Kiev investigate Democratic National Committee and the 2016 presidential campaign. This admission came from Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, and it raised questions at the Justice Department. Mulvaney said Trump did nothing improper because he was asking for help, and he was withholding money at the time because he was worried about Ukrainian corruption.
This is a corrupt place. Everybody knows it's a corrupt place. Put this in context. This is on the heels of what happened in Puerto Rico, when we took a lot of heat for not wanting to give a bunch of aid to Puerto Rico because we thought that place was corrupt. And it turns out we were right. So put that as your context. It's like, look, this is a corrupt place. I don't want to send them a bunch of money and have them waste it, have them spend it, have them use it to line their own pockets.
Democrats are probing whether Trump sought Ukraine's help with investigating corruption allegations about Democratic rival Joe Biden and other allegations from a government whistleblower. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The ratings for the latest Democratic presidential debate on CNN were down from the network's first debate in July. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
Tuesday night's CNN New York Times-sponsored Democratic debate from Ohio drew an average of 8.3 million TV viewers between 8 and 11 p.m. Eastern Time. That's according to Nielsen data. Again, 8.3 million, that's down from CNN's first two-night debate in July, when the network brought in 9.2 million viewers on night one and 11.3 million viewers on night two. I'm Chris Barnes.
A federal judge has ordered 5 home health care facilities in Iowa and South Dakota accused of filing fraudulent Medicare claims to pay more than $3.1 million. A complaint filed earlier this month in Cedar Rapids federal court accused Sergeant Bluff Healthcare and Elk Point Healthcare of filing medical claims that did not qualify for Medicare coverage. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Stocks closed broadly higher on Wall Street as investors welcomed another batch of encouraging quarterly results from big companies. The S&P 500 gained 8.26 to 2997. The Dow Jones Industrial briefly slipped into the red but managed to add 23.9, raising it to 27.025. The NASDAQ rose 32 points to 81.56. Jane Fonda, the actress, has marched in many protests through her years and now has gotten herself involved in climate change, including getting arrested on the Capitol steps. And she's promised to do it each and every week for the next 13 weeks.
I have moved to D.C. for 4 months. I keep thinking of Greta. I think of those young indigenous kids from Standing Rock who ran at age 9, some of them ran all the way from Standing Rock to D.C. The least I can do is move my body to D.C. and then every Friday in front of the Capitol we're having a fire drill where we will speak about a specific issue having to do with climate change.
The 81-year-old Academy Award winner will demonstrate on the steps of the U.S. Capitol to ask lawmakers to put an end to fossil fuel drilling. She's calling the protest Fire Drill Fridays, and she says they're a combination of Swedish activist Greta Thunberg's Fridays for Future protest and the activist group Extinction Rebellion's Civil Disobedience. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.